Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
Welcome to Leadership from the Heart, the podcast that dives deep into the world of operational-focused leadership. I'm your host, Romy, and I'm thrilled to have you join us on the journey of discovery, growth, and transformation. In each episode, we'll explore the essential principles of effective leadership that not only drive results, but also touch the very core of the human connection. At Leadership from the Heart, we believe that leadership is more than just a title. It's a commitment to inspire, empower, and guide with authenticity and compassion. Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Leadership from the Heart, where we explore the journey of leadership. And today, we're covering the topic that's often overlooked in the realm of leadership, vulnerability. And I know you might be asking yourself, why vulnerability in leadership? And that's precisely what we're here to unpack today. Vulnerability in leadership isn't about airing out your dirty laundry. It's about authenticity and the power that it brings. So let's begin with the definition of vulnerability. Vulnerability is the state or quality of being exposed, open, or susceptible to harm, emotional pain, or criticism. It involves a willingness to reveal one's true feelings, thoughts, or weaknesses without the fear of judgment, with the understanding that this authenticity can lead to deeper connection, personal growth, and trust in relationship. In the context of leadership and personal development, vulnerability is often associated with courage, the courage to be open, honest, and authentic, even in the face of uncertainty or potential risk. Vulnerability is often seen as weakness, when in fact it's a remarkable strength. It's the key to deepening connections, inspiring trust, and unlocking innovations within your team. When I think about vulnerability, I can't help but think of people like Brené Brown, who's a renowned research professor, author, and speaker known for her groundbreaking work on vulnerability, courage, empathy, and resilience. When I think about leaders like Brené Brown, who famously advocated for vulnerability in leadership, as she said, vulnerability is not winning or losing. It's having the courage to show up and be seen when we have no control of the outcome, which is a pretty short summary of what the true definition is. I also think about entrepreneurs like Richard Branson, the owner of the Virgin Group, who often shares his adventurous exploits and business setbacks. His willingness to admit his failures and imperfections showcase vulnerability and leadership. It also encourages innovation and risk-taking. I myself began embracing vulnerability in leadership after reading Brené Brown's book, Daring Greatly and Dare to Lead. I wanted to lead my teams in a way that felt real to me, and the idea of putting on a front did not resonate with me. I found inspiration in leaders who were unafraid to acknowledge their emotions and limitations. And while I couldn't initially grasp the depth of what I was witnessing, I knew that I too could lead that way. And I came to realize that vulnerability is, in fact, a strength, as it requires the courage to reveal my insecurities about the decisions I had to make as a leader. What always surprised me, though, is the incredible support and unity I received from the team I was leading when I took the brave step to voice what many hesitate to express. In today's world, people often guard themselves against revealing their vulnerabilities. And our mission at Leadership from the Heart is to shed light on the concept of professional vulnerability, which differs from opening up to loved ones. It's about staying authentic with leaders, peers, and teams while operating within the professional space, where honesty and transparency can lead to stronger connections and better teamwork. We consider professional vulnerability as being open and honest, transparent in a work-related context while maintaining appropriate boundaries. Things like sharing your mistakes and failures, which is admitting when you've made a mistake or encountered a setback. This creates a culture where learning from failures is encouraged. Number two, expressing concerns. Being forthright about your concerns or challenges that you face at work, whether it be related to a project or a decision or impersonal dynamics. Number three, seek help and input. The willingness to ask for assistance or guidance from colleagues or superiors when you're unsure or overwhelmed. Number four, provide constructive feedback. Offering honest, constructive feedback to colleagues and superiors, even when addressing sensitive topics. I know that's a hard one. Number five, showing your emotions. Not unprofessional, but professional. Allowing appropriate emotions, such as empathy, enthusiasm, or concern, to be visible in your interactions with others. Number six, expressing your values. Clearly communicating your personal and professional values and advocating for them when relevant and work-related decisions and actions. Number seven, acknowledging your limitations. Recognizing your own limitations and areas that need improvement rather than pretending to have all the answers. That's a big one. Number eight, admitting uncertainty. Being candid about your uncertainty or when you don't have all the information rather than making unfounded claims, which sounds wild, but in the workplace, this is a very real thing that people do. And number nine, taking responsibility, also known as taking ownership. Acknowledging your role and responsibility in situations, whether they are successful or challenging, and showing a commitment to improving them. It's about creating an environment of trust, authenticity, and open communication within the workplace. When appropriately applied, professional vulnerability can lead to better collaboration, problem solving, and teamwork. Now, why is it so important for leaders to embrace vulnerability? It's because vulnerability builds trust and open communication, and it encourages a culture where it's okay to make mistakes and learn from them. So how do you allow yourself to be vulnerable as a leader? As I always do, I like to give myself practical steps, and therefore I give you all practical steps to get you started. Step one, self-awareness and reflection. I realize how much self-awareness comes up in our practical steps, and it's usually step one, and it's no wonder. You can't begin to improve unless you know where to start. So begin with self-awareness. Take time to reflect on your strengths, weaknesses, and professional and personal experiences. Understand that vulnerability starts with acknowledging your own humanity. Step two, open and honest communication. Adopt open and honest communication with yourself and your teams. But I'd like to pause here because I want to talk about being honest with yourself and really answering the questions, as most people find this very hard to do. I'll give you an example. When I tell myself that there's no time for the gym or to meal prep, it's a lie. It's a lie because if my life depended on it, I would certainly find the time. So it's important for me to say to myself, this week or today, meal prepping and the gym is not a priority. And then be at ease with that decision and simply move on without guilt, because it's a decision that I made. It's not something that's outside the realm of what I can or cannot do. So be honest with yourself, truly honest with yourself. And as you begin to be honest with yourself, you'll find yourself being honest with others and your team. And then you encourage feedback and you create the safe space within yourself and now within the team members to feel comfortable sharing your thoughts, their thoughts, and concerns. lead by example. This is step 3. Lead by example. Unlike most of our personal relationships where we tend to wait for the other person to start or to stop doing something, as a leader, be the first to show vulnerability by admitting your mistakes and sharing your own challenges. This sets the tone for your team to do the same. Side note, this also works at home with your personal relationships. Step 4, embrace feedback. I know we've all heard feedback is a gift, but this is why self-reflection is so important, because knowing who you are allows you to receive feedback with class. Whenever I hear feedback, whether it be good or bad, I always say thank you, and then I think about the essence of the feedback. I take what can be used and I leave the rest. So embrace feedback, both positive and constructive. Acknowledge the power of learning from your teams and growing together. To enhance your journey into vulnerability, I highly, highly recommend considering reading Brené Brown's book, Daring Greatly, or Leaders Eat Last by Simon Sinek. These books shed so much light and the value of vulnerability in leadership. They changed my life, and I know that they can change yours. As we wrap up today's episode, remember that vulnerability in leadership is not a sign of weakness. It's a display of courage and authenticity that can transform your leadership style and inspire your team to reach new heights. Embrace vulnerability and you'll see the profound impact it can have. Thank you guys for joining us on another episode of Leadership from the Heart. As always, if you found our episode insightful, don't forget to subscribe and to share it with a fellow leader on their journey of their own self-discovery. Until next time, remember that vulnerability is absolutely your strength. Thank you for joining us on another episode of Leadership from the Heart. We hope that you've gained valuable tools and inspiration to transform your leadership approach and create lasting impact within your organization. If you enjoyed today's episode, please be sure to subscribe, rate, and review our podcast. Your feedback means the world to us, and it helps us reach more aspiring leaders like you. Remember, leadership is a journey, and it's one that we're all on together. So until next time, lead with purpose, lead with empathy, and lead from your heart. This is Romy Montperus, signing off, reminding you that your leadership has the power to shape a brighter future for all.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.